thank Rabbi Nachmani and the family sponsoring this chabura. Tachi Avinoam, Lezech Nishmas, Avinoam Ben Chaim, Shom Shav Aliyah. And also Leilu Nishmas, Rabbi Gedalia Ben Reb Shimon, and Shom Shav Aliyah, Shalom Simcha Nachis and Brach.
Amen.
We're learning this maimer from the Sefer Shar Hanun, from the author of Bilhog Mishkan Evne. The final milchama before Mashiach comes, that we're in the milchama of the Shar, with the Shar Hanun of Tuma, something that has the qualities of Ein Sof, of that which is infinite. And the only way to fight that milchama is with Mesirus Nefesh. That's what we were learning last week. The milchama has to be a milchama that taps into a koach that we have, that takes us to a place that's beyond ourselves, which is really the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim was this avayda. I'm not going to go into it now, maybe a little bit more next week. But we see that in order to leave Mitzrayim, there had to be a mishchul chu menatzayin. There had to be Mesirus Nefesh, a certain avoda Mesirus Nefesh to go against everything that was Egyptian and to take their Avodah Zarah, and before their eyes to shech their Avodah Zarah. Mm-hmm. That nekuda of breaking free of Mitzrayim, when they were in the Memtesh Shari Tuma, we see that unless there's an avoda of Mesirus Nefesh, of going me'al u'me'ever, to a place that's without gvul. When a person behaves according to his normal way, in his way that's mugbal, and it's all a continuation of who he's been his entire life, and it's not anything that's new. It's this is how he's always been, and he works with his usual kaychus to fight against the ra in his life, and that's what he's been doing his entire life. Sometimes he's stronger, sometimes he's weaker. But it's a hemshech of his basic mahalach. Mesirus Nefesh is something from the world of Achodesh Zelachem. That's something already new. That's something that's already new. Mesirus Nefesh. That's a place that comes from Bittl. Bittl is ka'ofratiyah, is like the offer, the earth. The earth is something which is the only mitzias in reality, that it has no inyan of the past. It's only to give birth to something new, something different. The earth goes beyond itself. Because you put something into the earth, into the ground, and there's a chiddush. There's nothing else that's like that. Everything else that exists is just a hamshech of what was, except for the earth. By the earth, when you put something into the earth is able to give something that never was before. So this is the same thing with a person, that unless a person is able to come to a place of Mesirus Nefesh, of Bittl, which is the Ikar Vayda and Chesidus of the Baal Shem HaKadosh of Bittl, unless a person is able to come to that place where he's ready to let go of everything and to forget about who he was until now and to do something beyond, when the person does that, then he becomes ka'ofra tiya, like the offer, like the earth, and there could be something new, there could be something different. So that's what we're talking about. That until our generation, it was hand-to-hand combat, Tov and Ra. That's how it was fought all of the years, in such a way of Tov and Ra, and sometimes you won, sometimes you lost, but it was always within the, like that ring, that boxing ring, where it was fair. You know, it wasn't like you were putting, I was talking to one of the chaver the other day, it's not like you would take the world heavyweight champion and put him up against the world lightweight champion. Even though the lightweight is a gewaldige fighter, but it's a little fair. You don't put him into a ring with a heavyweight, right? It's just, that's not the same. It's not zelumazeh. So here we are in Tavshin Peidal, and the Baruch Shalom took us, we're lightweights, and the Baruch Shalom took us, and he put us like with this heavyweight, which is the technology, it's a heavyweight. It's the thing, especially of artificial intelligence, which I'm learning more about because I've been reading up on a little bit more. People have been giving me some stuff to read. So the more I read about it, the more of a mystery it is, and the bigger the pachad it is. And we're lightweights, and it seems like Hashem put us into the ring with the world heavyweight champion. And there's the, I mean, even if you have some fancy, you know, footwork, it's very hard to dance around it. So not hard, it seems impossible. But that had to have it's impossible for our kids nowadays to stand up to this once they're exposed to it. If you could somehow prevent the kid from being exposed to it, like he never goes on a bus or never walks on the street, or this, you know, like if you take him to an island someplace and you put him somewhere where there's no Wi-Fi, you know, you take him to an island. So then, kule hai v'ulai. But nowadays, whether you're in Geula and Bnei Brak, you could be in Muncie and Monroe, and you could be in Midtown Manhattan, and it's the same malacha. So unless you can keep the eyes pure in such a way, in the ears, that he never, ever, ever was exposed to it, so then, okay. But and people are scrambling and trying to do that, but it's not working. So B'derech HaTeva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us into a matzah before Mashiach comes, where it's impossible to win. It's just impossible. Mayasa haben v'leichta. It's not possible to win. So they get, it's good, all the hamtzaot with filters and all kinds of things and speeches and all this stuff. You do it, you know, you fight whatever you can. But again, it's all fighting the lightweight against the heavyweight champion of the world. So he gives him a big punch. So this doesn't work. So Hashem Baruch revealed to us, and the tzaddikim through all the generations have taught us, that there is a way for a person to do something new, to come to a place that's new. And that's why leaving the Mitzrayim had to be in such a way of Mesiris Nefesh, which was Bris Milah, Karban Pesach means the Shech, the whole Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, Le'inehem. You're a slave for a long time. The whole mitzvah of a slave is to be subservient and to live in a place of pachad from your master. That's the whole mitzvah of a slave. And they weren't just there for a couple of years. And that's the whole mitzvah of a slave. So to be masik, the inyan of what happened with Shabbos and Gadol was, and the whole break from the shibud of Mitzrayim, when you're mugbal, right? When you're held in a certain gavul, the whole break required something that was me'al me'eva. I mean, to do something that's radically different, that's completely, to be mice and efficient, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, do this, and we said, yeah, do this, and we did it. So then we made a break with the past, and we came to that madrega of ka'afatiyah, of ofer ve'efer, of being mevatel ourselves like the earth, that has nothing of itself. And once you have nothing of yourself and you let go of yourself, so then just like the earth is the only mitzias in the world that can bring something different and new that's beyond itself, so too a person can bring into his life kaiches that are beyond his kaiches. He's able to grow something, he's able to bring forth something that's beyond his kaiches, because then he's tapping into Ein Sof. When you're mevatel yourself, the whole Tanya, the whole Chassidus, is that when you mevati yourself, that vittel takes you to a place that's Ein Sof. And Ein Sof, then you're not just the heavyweight champion of the world. The heavyweight champion of the world is a gelechta. It's a joke. Chafetz Chaim wouldn't have had any problems dealing with technology. He wouldn't have any problems with it. It wouldn't be like, how am I going to handle this? What am I going to do with this? Gewalt, I'm so tempted to look at this. It's a joke. Because that temptation is in the world, is still part of that of the world, even though it has a tam of Ein Sof, but it's not. There's only one Ein Sof, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this is the scary boxing match at the end of time, and unless you have the gloves of Ein Sof, you're going to lose. So we're trying desperately with the kids to talk about this and talk about that, and then every day a new kind of phone, that this is a special protected phone, and you go to the office, some office, and they'll make this phone that nothing bad can get in, and then you find out, 5 years later, the kid had a different phone. He had four other phones. Your phone he just kept for a little bit, but he had other phones going on. And he had disposable phones. He had invisible phones. He had magic phones. He had, and you thought that you had smarter than your kid because you got him this like old fashioned flip phone, and you're so proud of your yeshiva bacha. He only texts and even the texting is only, you're able to watch everything, right? Like you think you're able to watch everything your kid is doing. It's also in your b'chin of ein sof that everything to see and to watch, but it's not. And sof kol sof, unless we tap into this koach of mesiras nefesh, and to raise Jews who are Bali Mesiras Nefesh. And we're going to learn the second part of this. We'll go back a few pages here to learn just to be Isaac and Pnimius HaTorah. You know, to go to a level of Torah that's a taste of Ein Sof, which is what the Ari HaKadosh, Reb Chaim Vital, said that before Mashiach comes. This is even, the tzaddikim, even children are going to need to learn Sram HaKadosh. They're going to need to learn to what it means, that you have inside of you koiches that are infinite. A Jew has such koiches, they're infinite. But if we don't teach our children that they have a part of themselves that's infinite, then they're in the ring with something that seems like it's infinite, the heavyweight seems like it's infinite, and they're, what are they going to do? How are they going to fight? So we're on the bottom of the page, Shin Pei Dalet, and you have, I don't know if you have it on your phone, if you have a paper. I think I gave the paper last week. I'm pretty sure. So long ago, it says in the Gemara, Yitzur Shel Adam is Gavra L'Bechol Yom V'Yom. Mavakech Hamisa. We know the enemy. And the Gemara says that the Yitzur Har of a person every day is Mizgabra Lov. Mizgabra Lov. Mavakech Hamisa. Wants to kill you. Wants to destroy you. V'Yomolech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyezroi Eni Yochol. So the Gemara said that a long time ago. And if not for Hashem helping you, Eni Yochol. You can't. Now, Dov is Nehmer Tomit B'Chol HaDeres Kula. So it was always like that. In other words, throughout all generations, without Siyata Shemai, without help, one could not defeat. We're talking about the regular Yetzirah, the old-fashioned conventional warfare. Yetzirah also was undefeated, unless Lamalek Kadosh Baruch Hu, or a person davens, and he tries to do his best to keep mitzvahs and to learn Torah. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu Oyezro Yochel. But otherwise, any Yochel. That was always. That was Dov Zeh Nehmer Tamid B'Chol HaDeres Kula. Last sentence. Avo B'Yeser Chidud B'Dor Didon. But in our generation, where we are now, Yitzur Shel Adam is Garbal of Mavakesh Hamiso. The Yitzur of a person is Mizgarbal of Mavakesh Hamiso to kill him. Ki Yitzur Shel Adam B'Dor Didon Hu Ein Sof. The Yetzer of our generation is a bechin of Ein Sof. It's not regular. V'adam ho'adam bal gvul. It's like we used to say when I lived as a kid in Israel, it's a low fare. It's not fair. The Yetzer hara bizmanenu is Ein Sof. Is Ein Sof. I myself, I'm a bal gvul. I this is it. I did the best I could. I can't contend with this. This is impossible to contend with. I'm surrounded with it. It's everywhere. I cannot contend with this. V'yom kain, v'vadei she'yetzohar yinatzeh chas v'shalom. So it seems like that's it. The yetzohar is v'vadei. The yetzohar is going to be minatzeh. So shin pei hei. But what the Gemara said back then has always been true, but now we need to understand more than ever before of Ilmolei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyezroi. What is that? Ilmolei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyezroi. If not for Hashem's help. Claimer. Here, it's not again, to daven, we always daven, that we should be able to succeed and to fight and to win with the Yetzer. It was always like that. So it was always you need Siyata D'Shmaya. But now, Ilmolek Hashbaruch Ha'ozer Klomer Shinigala Lai Ha'or Ein Soif. Im Kain Harei Sheyesh Lo Korach Shel Melchama Lachnias Metzius Ha'Ein Soif Kivyoch Shel Korach Hara. Unless a person now connects to this, which is called Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ozro, in a way of Mesiras Nefesh, in a way of letting go of himself and surrendering himself to Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no way to fight against the Ein Sof of the Shaar HaNun of Tumah. Zeh Mokem HaMelchama Shel Dor B'Sra. This is the battlefield. This is the place of the Melchama now. This is the place of the Melchama. Kechol Shehaodem Dovek Bo'or Ein Sof, Mikoach Or HaMesiris Nefesh, to the degree that a person is Dovuk, attaches himself to the infinite light of Hashem. How? With the Or of Mesiris Nefesh. Bittel, a Mesiris Nefesh. And again, we learned last week that it doesn't mean that a person has to give up his life Al Kiddush Hashem. That there are times when a person has to do that. And that's what we see, and we spoke a lot about that. Before Mashiach comes, there's this Or of Mesiris Nefesh that's being revealed right now in Eretz Yisrael. They need a Mesiris Nefesh Mamish, people dying Al Kiddush Hashem. But even if it means a step beyond yourself, as we were talking about last week, beyond your regular program, beyond the regular program. I mentioned even a simple example last week about the last 3 years since people started bringing coffee to davening, and you fell into that ugliness. So to eat a coffee, that's not such a big thing, but it's Mesiris Nefesh. You're not going to do it. It's Mesiris Nefesh. And to even incremental leaps, that's what Pesach means. To get out of Mitzrayim, you have to jump. And jumping means to go someplace where it's not your comfort zone. To do something in Kedusha that's beyond what you would normally do, like our ancestors went and they shechted the Avodah Zarah of the Egyptians. That was totally out of their comfort zone. Completely out of their comfort zone. There were people who were by the Nazis 80 years ago, and they're still afraid. To be masik, what that means, to be enslaved by somebody, to be tortured, tormented, to live in such a metzias, we don't know what that's like. So to be able to stand up and to defy that world that was enslaving you and that was terrorizing you, and to go into shecht the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, that's the only way to break out of that place, is with Mesiris Nefesh. And that's why Dam Pesach and Dam Milah, what is it? Why Davka these two mitzvahs? V'omalach what? V'damayich chayi, v'omalach v'damayich chayi. V'omalach v'damayich chayi means Mesiris Nefesh. With your blood you shall live. By your blood you shall live. Chutz mizez, lo'olach. By your blood you shall live. B'damayich chayi is Dam Milah and Dam Pesach. Because that's the nekud of Mesiris Nefesh of a Jew. It's the nekud of Mesiris Nefesh. Kechol she'odam davik bo'or ein sof mekoch ora Mesiris Nefesh, v'hu margil es atzmer limso nafsho elav yisbarach shemo, he's margil, he begins to live a life of Mesiris Nefesh. I don't feel like going to daven right now. Pushes himself to daven. I don't feel like learning an extra few lines of this Gemara. I'm tired. It becomes like a Baal Mesiris Nefesh. Doesn't mean you're always, but you become a person that is conscious of taking up these challenges, of going beyond. Doesn't mean every single thing in your life yet, but you become a person that's conscious of this. Not to just give in. To just continue like with a hemshech. With a hemshech, nothing new comes from old stuff. Old stuff is just nothing. Something new can only come when you break with the past. When you say no, and you do something different with Mesiris Nefesh, then it's like the earth, and something can grow. Something, there's a chiddush. That's the nin of Achayshus Alechem. His chashus. His chashus can only come from Bittel, from the earth. Nothing else can create anything with his. There's no hischadshes chutz from that. But the earth has such a koyach that Hashem gave. It's the same thing with a person. Only in a person, when a person lets go and becomes like the earth, and is bottle to the ratzon Hashem. So then he could go to something much bigger than himself. When you look in the Torah, the beginning of the whole story of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Achodesh Zalachem, and then the end of it is after Kriyas Yamsuf, when we say Hashem, when we say in the Azayosh, Hashem Yimlach Loilam Ved. There's no, the only way to come to Hashem Yimlach Loilam Ved is with the Hischashis that comes with Bittul. That's it. That's the only way to do it. Each person according to his madrega. Again, it's a mistake to think that a person all of a sudden will become a tzaddik. We're not talking about becoming a tzaddik. Become a better, something better than it was. Today, something stronger. An inyan of Mesiris Nefesh today. When it comes to making a brach, when it comes to benching, stop yourself by benching. When you're benching, stop yourself and say, "This I always, for my whole life, I've been saying this thing in like 45 seconds. And stop right now. I'm holding by with Nei Yerushalayim. I'm going to say this next part of benching. I'm going to say it slowly and carefully. It kills. Because he's not used to it. It kills to do that. But that feeling of being killed and letting yourself die, Leman Hashem, that's going to that place that's called the Shair Hanun of Kedusha. That's the weapon. That's already, now we're talking about unconventional warfare. Because you became unconventional. Your conventional way of benching is of Hashem was a Maitan, Hashem was a Hashem. That's the, you know, the conventional benching. With that, you can't fight against the heavyweight. It doesn't work. It worked to some degree until now, because of what it was in earlier times. It's not why it was and why Hashem made his bracha. Like, before Mashiach comes, we have to come to this place of Sharonim, because we're getting ready for the biggest chiddush there ever was, which is Mashiach Tzakeim. It's the biggest chiddush. It's not a different world. It's altogether beyond something we can't be masik. It's not within any gevulim of what we understand, what's waiting for us. And for that to happen, the same way that for a person to get to the next world, you got to put him into the ground. You understand? Because if you put the body into the ground, is a place of growing. Something new can come from that. Because in this world, everything is just the same old thing, right there. Person dies, goes into the ground, and there could be Sheikh Ne'ofer, Hakitzu Ravanu Sheikh Ne'ofer. It could be something, hakitzav ran, something to come out from the dirt, something new, something different. That's tchias ameisa. The only need of tchias ameisa, it has to be a bittel. You don't put a guy in some mausoleum or somewhere. It's got a bittel in the offer. Kol echel afigu loisav shalai, lefi aroichav ha'ashir shalom mesivus nefesh and misnoitzetz etzlo. Each one according to the level of mesivus nefesh that he's able to tap into. Kach yor lo ha'or ein sof. That's how you will experience the or ein sof. That's why any time any one of us ever did anything that was really special, to do something like to be involved in some big thing to help other, to do something big, something choshev. I mean, big, I don't mean grand, but something that was hard for you, very very hard. You'll see that you don't have for that for there's an or that it lasts even after for a while. That you don't have, you're not lost in taivas, because you were part of something that was beyond yourself. So you see that the meaning of the taivas, and certainly b'shas ma'ase, you don't have the taiva at all, because it looks silly. Because from the perspective of Ein Sof, you look at this stuff as being what it is. It's all stam narishkei. But when you're not in that place of beyond yourself, and you're stuck in the gvul, so everything is like, you know, a monster, and so you can't, I can't fight against this type. It's impossible to fight against this type. If a guy that's a soldier that's in the middle of the middle of fighting a war, and they're shooting all around him, and you say, you call him over, you say, you're not, and he says, what is it? And they're fighting. He says, no, I just want to show, I found a pretty girl on my phone, I thought you'd like to see it. What are you, out of your mind? But I know you from high school. You're the biggest bal taiva in the whole class. Look, this is not the time for taivas. Because he's in a place of mesiras nefesh. That in you, that avoid is an avoid of mesiras nefesh. And when you show him something like this, he looks at it, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Kach yola ha ein saif. The or ein saif, the infinite light of Hashem is. It takes you to a place that's not, those things are not, they're not a challenge. Otherwise, you'd say, well, you can't possibly fight against this. It's too strong for you. It's too strong for you. It's not too strong for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vadei kein, ha'odem yimshach l'bar yizbarach shmai l'mayla, yimashach l'bar yizbarach shmai l'mayla, mitam v'das klal. Dikr is you come to a place that's higher than tam v'das, that's higher than anything you understand, much, much greater than you thought that you could be. We all have much, much bigger karchas than we think we have. Mikarch shemeir b'ha ein sof. Because there's a karch of ein sof. Shemoyshech oysa elov yizbarach shemoy. Shemoyshech oysa elov yizbarach shemoy. It pulls you to lechtech acherai b'midbar. That's the Nitzias HaSayim. To let go of yourself and to let Hashem take you somewhere. The Ishbitz says, this is the very beginning. I spoke about it a few times over the years. But you see, the Ishbitz says, all the tzaddikim of Mishbitz, they spoke about the strange Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, which was that they worshipped sign, sheep. The whole Mitzias of that animal, like we see in the Gemara, that whoever's holding the shtekel, the stick that the shepherd has, so he's kind of, he could be kind of the whole Eder, right? The whole flock, he could be kind of, why? Because the nature of that animal, there's no animal on earth that has such a teva to be drawn after. So the Ishbitz says it's a wondrous thing that the Egyptian, the Avodah Zarah of Egypt was that animal, sheep. Like it says by Paro, v'ha oimed al ha'yar. Paro, the Nile was something that they also worshipped, right? But Paro was standing on top of the Yar. But by the Gemara says, but the Medrash says, but by us it's v'hini Hashem nitzav olav. Hashem is standing on top of you. So why did the Egyptians worship sheep? Because they wanted to be in control of everything, even their God. So the God follows them, because the sheep is an animal that's an animal that does whatever you want it to do. Not that you're led by, but you lead. And what was the way that we got out of Mitzrayim? By shechting that animal and making ourselves, we say, what does it say? Ata Ra'enu, you're our shepherd, you. In other words, it's not me. I'm your sheep. Wherever you take me, Lechtech Acherai, B'midbar, wherever you take me, I'm not in charge. It's whatever you, that's called Mesiras Nefesh. So I give up myself, Mesiras Nefesh. I let go of myself. The Egyptians worshipped an animal that they worship the animals. They worship that animal because they wanted something which will never ever tell them what to do. Because the nature of that animal is that it goes where it does whatever you want. You say, come here, and they all go. There's one guy standing there. I remember you're driving outside, you see with like a Bedouin walking with 1,000 of these sheep. And I'm always saying to these animals, have a, you know. You can make a run for it, you know. Like you see one guy standing there walking with him, and there's a whole Eder walking behind them, and you feel bad for them. Go, you know. But that's not the terror of that animal. The terror of that animal is that it's taken. And we're called Tzayin Yaisa. The Jewish people are called Hashem's sheep. Because we want to be led by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to let go of ourselves into something bigger. The whole Avodah Zarah of Egypt is that even that their God, they make small. As I tell my God what to do. Vihine who I made al hayor. He stands. Paro is the balabas. He I made al hayor, and by klaiso he ne Hashem nitzav olav. It's what you want. So therefore, we had to shech that avodah zarah before we left. That way of thinking, which is still the prevalent way of how people think. It's what I want. I have to get what I want, not to let go, but to take. And the whole chinuch of Am Yisrael is bittul, is to let go. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu is, and we're tzoyin marisa. Hashem is the shepherd. Anu tzanecha, ata ro'enu. To let go. That's called Mesivus Nefesh. And when you do that, then you're entering into something that's Ein Sof. Because then the one who's taking care of you, then you dovuk to the one who's taking care of you. The one who's taking care of you is for him. He has no problems with any heavyweight. It's not a problem. Because then you're in that flock. You're in that eder of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's undefeated, undefeatable. That's the Malvi Tamadas, because Shemeya Bahya or Ain Saif, Shemoisha Khaisa Livy's birth, and then the Lashon of the Ramchal, and Mr. Sharm, Yamashach Akhba, Kibazal Akhal Ebn Shavis, and to be drawn to Kadosh Baruch Hu like a piece of metal after a magnet. The way a magnet takes the. Again, if you have a strong magnet and you have a piece of metal, so the piece of metal goes to the magnet, it doesn't stop off for a Yetzar on along the way. You have a Evan Shoevis, and you have a piece of metal. There's no stops. There's no. It doesn't get sidetracked at all. It doesn't get sidetracked at all. It's ki yimashach achav ke barzalach Evan Hashavis. Barzalach Evan Hashavis. That's tzaddikim are like that. Barzalach Evan Hashavis. Chash Baruch is a magnet. Kibarz lachem shavus. There's nothing in the way. Nothing at all can get in the way. Kishodam zoyche be'emes, v'muchel limser es nafshay, k'seder elav yisbaruch shemay. When a person begins to live a life of mesivus nefesh, again, doesn't. I'm not talking dafka about grand, big, but a life where he's conscious of this, of mesivus nefesh, where he takes those words in his head. I don't feel like this. And when it comes to something in Avaida or Yetzar, I don't, or I have to do, and you make a milchama, and you go beyond that. That's what it is. Whatever that might be, it could have to do with Inyan of Kedusha or other things in Avaida Hashem, whatever that is. The ikur is it's Mesivus Nefesh. Harishakol haviyoso eina ela ba'ofin shel heinik deleni lo yayacha, like it says in Pasuk. Where now he lives a life where you can kill me, even though they kill me, I have hope in Hashem. In other words, I'm prepared to die for Hashem. And dying again, there are different madrigas. If there's something that I want very badly, and I let go of this, I surrender myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's called dying. And then that's called dying, and you come to that place that's called Ofra, the earth, and it's like being buried. And then, because you buried your own Ratzon, you buried what you wanted, and then something new can grow from that, and that thing that grows from that is much stronger than anything that's bothering you, because that's already called Ein Sof. Aval lo rak b'deved lechatchila k'shemakaven b'daito limser nafsho be'echad, and we should all have this in mind, especially when we say, especially in the morning, the first thing, and then by Kriyas Malamita to have Hashem Yisrael Hashem Akeinu Hashem Echad. We should have in mind that we should be moisa nefesh, that this should be a day that's with mesivus nefesh. This should be a day that I'm prepared to give up for Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then during the day, you'll see what those opportunities are. But whatever it is, there are plenty of opportunities every day. What those opportunities are. In Sumera and in Asay Tov, in both. Zo be'emes ha'pnimis shel oimek ha'nefesh. Lo chas ha'shom be'dimyon shel sheker. El mekarvin es atzmo ba'amites ha'pnimis limsos nafshel avis baruch shemot. To have that mamish in mind by Kriyishma. To think of that. Right, it's both from the Rebbe Lamech, to see yourself being killed, Al Kiddush Hashem, Mamish. There are madrigas, but you know, see, sometimes that's an easier thing to do, because you figure, that's not going to happen today. What's the chance of some guy telling me I have to jump into a fire, or else he's going to, I have to convert, or else he's going to kill me. the likelihood of that happening, anything can happen, but the likelihood of that happening today is not so strong. But there's a much bigger likelihood of something else coming your way that's not good. It doesn't have to be someone that's telling you you have to convert. So, in a certain way, this thought that a person has by Shema, this kavana that I'm prepared to die, Al Kiddush Hashem, after you do it once or twice, it becomes like another, you know, it's just a matter of time till, you know, they make a t-shirt with Shema and showing yourself, you know, in a fire. And you belong to the chat group of people who dial Kiddush Hashem. It doesn't mean anything after a while. But every single day, the unknowable things that you face and things that you expect to face, and to be mezgaber, and to be mezgaber with this machshava of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that's mesiras nefesh. And that to think of that when you're saying Kriya Shema, and then when you give biyadcha afki ruchi, when you say Kriya Shema Lamita, Kriya Shema Lamita, which is a very, very good place to begin. I was talking to one of the chevra about that last week. He was asking, "What do you think is a good place?" I said, "Everybody has their own place with it." So I said, "But if you're asking me what's a good place to begin at the end of the day, try to say Kriya Shema Lamita slowly and carefully. You know, when you're exhausted." You're exhausted, and you just just to go to schluff and, you know, to sleep, and you've had it, and you just want this day to end, and you're like ready and cozy, and then to say a good Kriya Shema Lamita, to say it properly, it requires Mesiras Nefesh. It's a good place to begin. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. To say a good Kriya Shema Lamita. With the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Harini Moichlum, with the whole Vidui, they say Kriya Shema coming to the Arizal. It's a huge thing. And if not the whole thing, then at least to try to begin to say Kriya Shema with Kavanah, consider to start to begin. Each person, and that's already to finish the day that way, it's not the same as finishing without it. It's a different world. It's a world of Mesiras Nefesh. He says, who Yeshto is HaKli Zayin. This gives a person the Klei Zayin. Klei Zayin means the weapon. This is the weapon. Mesiras Nefesh is the weapon. I remember there was many, many years ago, so when I was teaching in the high school, so that every now and then they would show the kids a movie. I don't know. They'd be like, for whatever reason, there was a movie, a very, very famous movie. I don't remember the name of it, but it was a very, very famous movie back then. I'm talking about 35, 40 years, a very, very famous movie. And there was this guy, like a cowboy. It was a cowboy type of a guy. And he had a holster with his guns, whatever. And it was him against this kung fu master, like a crazy murdic kung fu guy. So I didn't see the whole movie because it's not nice for everybody to watch the whole movie. So we're going in and out of it. I was yesterday. So this part I remember. This is like the cowboy, the guy against the kung fu master. So this kung fu master was standing there doing to scare the guy. He was going doing all kinds of and crazy things and twirling. He had a stick, you know, and doing stuff behind his back and jumping. And the cowboy's like this prostrate guy. Now, forgive me. He just looks at, he's watching this Japanese guy, a Chinese guy, and then he just takes out his gun and shoots him in the head. It was the end of the whole thing. Just walks away. He's like, hey, the guy was doing all this fancy stuff. And Hanami, if he didn't have a gun, and if he didn't have the gun, he would have been finished. He would have been done. It would have been no chance against this guy. But he had a gun. So he's watching this guy, and he's got all this stuff, and he just kind of walks away. It was the end of the whole Muhammad is finished. A person has the Klei Zayin. If you have the weapon, if you have the right weapon, like Rabbi Nachman in the second Torah talks about the Klei Zayin of davening, of tefillah, a davening person knows what kind of a weapon davening is. Every single tefillah, there were Jews, there were tzaddikim, that the whole davening was with such mesiras nefesh. The next word, the next sentence of Mesius Nefesh. And it's the most powerful weapon. Then you have a Klei Zayin. As HaRoimach Shalom Ulchamer Le'ilochim Mitzias Arai. You have the right the spear, you have the right equipment to fight this Muhammad's Galbad Didon. That's this Muhammad of our generation. Commercial Bor Hadvarm Halalu Nir Mitchil Habib Bin Yodim Kedvarm Shevchaikim Amidregish Shalom. So Schwartz says that when people read, when you hear this, in the beginning it sounds like, oh, this is beyond me. I'm not like this. I can't do this. But it's not true. We have no choice. If this is what we're up against, it means that Hashem is Baruch gave us, because it always is in such a way, Hashem never leaves you without the weapon. So it means that we have the only way to still Shtamisham in Maisakli. If there's a weapon of Ra that's called Ein Sof, it looks like it's Ein Sof, then that means that we have to used a weapon Latayv in Kedusha that's called Ein Sof. Vloshen Dach Yosef Chayvlas or Makbil Shayodo who Yachnias Mitzius Hara. This is the only thing you can fight against Mitzius Hara. Zeh Yichidu or Shein Leisayf and the or Shein Leisayf. Har ain't the Shin Pei Vav. Let's just finish this. Har and then we'll do a little bit more next week from earlier in the Sefer. Har or Ein Sof Niglo BeIkar Beis Baruch Shemay who Mezgala BeTayrasa BeGilui Shel Torah SheYaruch Meiatz Mida or Chav Miniyam. And this or Ein Sof, this is what we're going to pick up on with Mishnah next week. This or Ein Sof, as far as our Limud HaTorah is concerned, is not just to, of course, with our regular learning, whatever that is, Kishon Aruch, Gemara, Mishnayos, whatever you're learning is to push yourself, of course, with Mesius Nefesh. But then there's a whole other area of Torah. That's the whole Torah is a Torah of Ein Sof. To be mizdabek to this or. Kasher Adam Dovig by his Baruch Shmoy in Shein Leisav, but Dovig with Terasa by Efen Shel Teres Shein Leisav, because there's a way of learning Torah that Shein Leisav. First of all, there's a way when it comes to learning regular Torah, where a person pushes himself beyond what he felt his limitations. Dion, remember there was one of the Chevi here that grew up in that ever learning Torah. He grew up in a completely secular thing, and he took upon himself to learn within a certain time Masechta Shabbos. And the rest of the people saying they thought maybe he didn't know that was such a big mesech. He was so, you know, he didn't know anything about Gemara, so he thought Shabbos is nice, you know. So, I'll do Shabbos, you know. So he thought that he didn't know. He knew what he was getting into, you know. The ones for the article have like three volumes, you know. So he was getting into a big thing, and his wife described to me how he would come home from work late. And he would sit there till 12, 1, 2 in the morning, relentlessly, to push his way through. That's one Madrega. That's one Madrega of Mesius Nefesh. Ein Sof. So even in your regular learning, Ein Sof. When Mashiach is going to completely destroy the other side and just crush the head of the snake, which is what but Mitzvah will do a little bit next week. I'll send this Nakuda Mesius Nefesh, and maybe to talk more about how it fits into the whole Mesgeres of what the Antivah Pesach is about.